of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Joel Ostrander. His website is safeshotlimited.com. That is safeshotltd.com. He is the CEO of that organization. He is an NRA certified instructor in several different states. He is an attorney. And as somebody in the chat room said, I love it when Deanna has smart guests on the show. So you are a smart guest.
Well, that is very kind of them. But if I watch Jeopardy, I find out how stupid I quickly am.
I think those are all staged. But anyway, somebody also said, is there going to be a quiz after this program? And there was a quiz at the end of this class that I took. And, it was the real legitimate thing. And we got a certificate, which I immediately brought home and framed. And I felt so, so empowered by taking this class.
Excellent.
Just so empowered. So, now this lady that you had dinner with, elderly lady, if she had had a gun, what could she have done?
I think the same thing, would be prudent. Again, the big thing is, the second to last thing you want to do is squeeze the trigger. The last thing you want to do is be a victim. I'm very much in favor of letting hard-earned tax dollars be paid to the police to protect us. So if we don't have to use the firearm for protection, that's a great day. Again, I think it doesn't make a difference. Even if I've got a firearm out, if I have a firearm on me, I'm going to do what I can to avoid escalating the situation. The interesting thing now in Illinois is, typically the reaction of this of the politicians is we're going to have Dodge City on the streets if we pass concealed carry. And, frankly, we'd be better off with Dodge City. Dodge City is a very nice town. People are respectful of each other. But I think what the true matter is, I think most people, when they carry a firearm, actually, I do because I'm a private detective, and I've got a Utah concealed carry and Florida concealed carry, and I've carried out of state many times. I find myself a much nicer, much more patient person when I have a firearm on my person. And that's because I don't want to put myself in a position where I have to use the gun. So I'm far more patient in traffic. I won't blast on the horn. You can cut me off in line in a grocery store. I'm not going to get all upset about it or anything. I don't want to put myself in a position where I have to use the gun. However, on the other hand, if it gets down to your only other choice is to be a victim, you must administer a healthy, you got a person on the other side of you threatening to take your life, and he's deficient in his daily lead diet. You need to give nourishment from your gun, and you better do it until the threat is stopped. Avoiding a bad guy is one thing. Once he's made that decision that you need to protect yourself, you have to do it. And as a police officer friend of mine says, in a violent confrontation with a firearm, you need to dominate your weapon. You need to dominate the bad guy. You need to dominate your environment. And that means at this point you are ruthless in the application of force in your defense of your person or defense of someone else. And that's although we tell people you cannot go around looking for a fight, and you should do everything you can to avoid it. Once the fight's picked you, and you have no other option, you really have to have what we call the combat mindset.
Right.
And that means the willingness to protect yourself and others and dominate this environment in a ruthless fashion. I hope that makes sense to you.
Oh, absolutely. Joel, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. We do have some callers lining up. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Deanna, our guest today is Joel Ostrander. The website is safeshotlimited.com, and I hope that all of you listeners will go to this website. There are so many things that you can click on if you're interested in taking a class. Joel, you do go outside of the state to teach classes, correct?
I can, yes. In fact, I used to do that with a lot of armored car companies. So. I went to the, that's one reason I was certified in so many states, was because of that.
Okay. All righty. We do have some callers. Why don't we take a call? Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna, especially you, Counselor Joel.
Good morning.
We just had a very, just an egregiously terrible incident here in Las Vegas where one that you would term being in a white state, was a young fellow, about 16 years old, Hispanic, walking down the street with his iPad, and two, we'll call them criminals, young fellows, one Caucasian, one black, not that that's particularly any consequence, but they seized upon the opportunity of a white state or condition to grab his iPod while they were driving down the street. They stopped. Asked one man to grab it. The young man put up the struggle, and as they were making their getaway, he was dragged under the car, run over, and killed.
Oh, boy.
They just recently took the two perpetrators into custody, but this is something that they don't teach people, that I'm really proud to hear a barred licensed attorney telling people these pertinent facts that are so implicit to their survival in these terrible, perilous times we live in. Because this state of awareness that we must maintain for our own personal safety is critical that we maintain at all times. Be aware of our surroundings.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You, Chris.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Yeah, we learned that in that class. I cannot tell you how impressed I was with that class. It was just worth every penny that I paid, and I would take it again in a heartbeat. It was just that good.
But thank you, Joel, for what you're doing for people to help them. I hope plenty of them come to your site and take advantage of the education that you're providing for them to make them more safe and more aware, because there is safety in being able to protect yourself. Forearmed is safe.
Well, thanks for your support, and thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. All right, let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
Hi.
I'm in Flint, Michigan, and you all probably have heard about Flint, Michigan. The head of the police officers union for the city directed me on a local talks program twice last year. He said, well, if you're doing neighborhood patrol, daytime or nighttime, you should have your favorite life extension instrument attached to your hip or other appropriate holster wherever you go. I've never grasped the concept or reality of concealed carry when, as this police officer's union chief said, he sees open carry as the most effective primary a form of primary deterrence. So, knowing that, there's a group called Second Amendment Sisters, and this lady, a member of that group, was in her local bank one time, and this was within the last 10 years, and a robber came in, yelled at everybody to hit the floor, so she did, and as he stood at the bank teller's counter, she pulled out her semi-auto assault pistol and shot the guy right there on the spot. So I can see where concealed carry would be a benefit there, of course. And the second thing I want to bring up is, as a previous NRA member, when I saw the book, Gun Control Gateway to Tyranny, whose authors Aaron Zellman and Alan Gottlieb had organized JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Yes.
Okay, in the book, Gun Control Gateway to Tyranny, as well as Guns and Ammo, May 93, that's originally where I saw the summary review of the book, Guns and Ammo, May 93. So I was totally abhorred when I discovered in that article, Guns and Ammo, May 93, and of course, the complete expose in that book, that the United States corporate government, and it is a corporation, most people don't know that. And anyway, they adopted the Nazi Gun Act of 1938, essentially word for word. Now, I wonder how many people, how many great Americans would do what I did, cancel the membership at NRA. I called NRA legal department for 3 years until I got tired. No response regarding that issue. There has never been any effort or endeavor to repeal the 1968 Parent Gun Act, which obviously is connected to the architects of the JFK, RFK, and MLK murders, which I have now concluded is George Herbert Walker, Luciferian Skull and Bones, Bush Lawton. End of story. He and his pals. That, by the way, in Watergate, the Watergate burglary, E. Howard Hunt, right? G. Gordon Liddy, Scott the other guy, plumbers. What were they going for? They were going for the photographs of the hobos that could easily be identified. And if I'm not mistaken, one or more of those Watergate plumbers were hobos. The hobos that did the murder of JFK. So,
Fred,
really,
where are you going with this?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I see as an ultimate solution here, because when I read Corpus Juris Secundum, which is one of the United States statutory code books, which all lawyers should know about, in volume 20 of Corpus Juris Secundum, section 1785, it says the United States government is a foreign corporation relative to a state. And in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, it says Congress shall have power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district. Well, the district is the 10-mile square district of Columbia.
Fred,
Go ahead, but
draw to some sort of conclusion about where you're going with this. I mean, what
yeah,
are you trying to get at
here? How is it that the federal statutory gun acts that are all based upon the Nazi Gun Act of 1938 statutory acts apply to anyone that doesn't reside in the District of Columbia?
Well, thank you for your call, Fred. Very interesting.
that was very informative. I'm not sure whether he had a question or was just elucidating what he knew or what. But anyway, interesting call. Did you want to say anything about that, Joel?
No, I think the less said is better.
Let's take Chuck in Texas. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call this morning. I wanted to address your guest for just a minute. A couple of things. First off, the shortage of ammo, $1.6 billion ordered by DHS, and they get priority. Plus, Obama's about to ban the import of all ammo, magazines, you know, that nice cheap Wolf ammo that we like. So, no, it's not just the demand. There is a great demand from the people, but they're trying to squeeze us out of our ammo. And on the small arms treaty, if you count on Snopes for anything accurate, come on. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal written by John Bolton that you ought to read on the small arms treaty. And I guess really the main thing I wanted to talk to is I've never heard a lawyer say talk to the police. If you're involved in a shooting, I don't care if it's in your bedroom.
Okay, I don't think I exactly said talk to the police. What I said was, when you identify yourself to the police, I didn't say about talking to the police. You don't talk to the police in a shoot. And I'm glad you brought up that point, because you want to have an attorney present after the shooting. In this instance, I didn't even say there was a shooting. I just said that if you are in a situation where you're talking to the police over the phone, because it's 911 call and nothing's happened yet, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying you need an attorney to call 911?
No, no. I'm just saying, earlier in the show, you were saying you're talking to the police and he's writing things down, and I'm thinking, I'm not saying a word except lawyers.
Well, if the gun goes off, you're going to need an attorney. And you don't speak to the police post-shooting without an attorney being present.
Absolutely. By the way,
yeah, I think that's a wonderful point you brought up. The thing that I want to specify also on this just mention, make sure it's an attorney that has experience with criminal law. Was it a former assistant state's attorney or former district attorney, assistant district attorney, maybe a public defender, or someone who has an active criminal practice? I have seen people get bad advice from corporate lawyers.
Gentlemen, we do need to take a break. Chuck, stay over the break, and we'll pick this up on the other side about the attorneys. Be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Today is Joel Ostrander. The website is Safe Shot Limited, safeshotltd.com. And we had Chuck on the phone from Texas. And you were talking about, what were we talking about?
Lawyers and the police when they're shooting.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was an excellent statement that Doug brought up. I had one person up here as a client, and he befriended a certain police sergeant out in Bolingbrook who became rather famous and was recently convicted of killing his third wife. And he went and talked to, against my advice, he went and talked to the Illinois State Police, who wanted to know if he'd ever helped this guy out moving 55-gallon barrels. And if I had been there, I would have told him, you know, not say a word. Because their police are not your friend when they're investigating the case. What they're trying to do is close a file. And afterwards, I said, what did you do? He says, well, I just told him a couple funny Kathy stories, how we went with he and his wife together on a cruise ship. And next thing you know, they want to interview his wife and before the grand jury. And she calls her attorney and says, you know, what should I do? And he says, well, if I go with you, it'll send up red flags that you're trying to hide something. I about went through the phone when I heard that. You know, of course you get an attorney and bring an attorney there. This guy was a corporate attorney. He really didn't know the criminal system. So, Doug, I want to thank you for bringing up the point. I hope it's clarified now that I don't want people talking to, the police post-shooting without an attorney being present. But during the call, you have to, you know, if you've got the police coming over, for example, remember that young woman in Oklahoma? This was, I think in 2012, January 2012. She's 19 years of age. She has a 6-month-old son, lost her husband 3 weeks before to cancer, and she lives in a remote part of Oklahoma in a trailer. And two ne'er-do-wells are trying to break into her home. She's on 911, making the call, and she tells me they're trying to break in. She says, I gotta protect my son. And the dispatch says, you certainly do. She says, I have a shotgun and a handgun. If he comes in, the dispatcher said, you do whatever you need to do to protect your son. And at minute 21 of that call, the bad guy breaks in. She had barricaded a couch in front of the door. And she picks up the shotgun, fires. The guy falls behind the couch. And not like some scene out of, you know, Fatal Attraction or something, the guy stumbles back up with a knife in his hand, falls over, and dies on her couch. In minute 23, the state troopers show up. So yeah. I would hate to think what had happened between those 2 minutes had she not had that shotgun.
Well, now you get to my last 2 points I just want to make, and I'll let you all move on. I'm a firm believer in the no second story. You know, that's why I'm big on shotguns for home defense. And my personal preference is number 2 buckshot because the density of pattern still has enough penetration. That's for you, Deanna, a 20 gauge with number 2 buckshot in the home. When you're, when you're scared.
I'll run out and get one today.
Yeah. When your adrenaline's pumping and you're scared, it's real hard to hit with a handgun. You point that shotgun down that hallway, you know, or even through the door. Bang. It's pretty much over. And so at no second story, nobody, no paraplegic suing you later or trying to testify. Guys, have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Chuck.
Have a good one.
All righty. Let's take Patty in New York. Patty, welcome to the program.
Hi. I want to talk about the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. Now,
okay.
I think George Zimmerman was completely in the right for shooting Trayvon Martin as he was beating him and was not stopping the beating. It's just that the powers that be in Florida, the prosecution and the judges, seem to, even though there's a stand your ground law there that was in effect when this happened, they seem to be trying to make sure that there's a conviction in this case. And if I think that if there is a conviction of George Zimmerman, it's going to be very dangerous for everybody who is a potential victim of crime, and particularly black-on-white crime. So I want to know from you what you think of this case, what you think the outcome will be, and I want to know, is there any way George Zimmerman could have gotten out of the situation without pulling his gun?
Well,
thank you. I'll listen to
that. I don't have all the facts, so I can't really address that last point about whether or not he could have got out without, pulling his gun out to defend himself. There is all sorts of facts on both sides. One saying that he went too far, other one saying that, you know, he did the proper thing. As far as it playing out in court, I think you accurately noted that this is a very political, highly, political atmosphere right now. And under other circumstances, he might have been given a medal. Under the present facts, he's going to have to go through a trial.
Joel, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be back for a long segment, and so we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Joel Ostrander. The website is SafeShot Limited, SafeShotLTD.com. And Joel, you were talking about the politicized atmosphere around the Trayvon Martin case. And of course, we all remember about the benign-looking photos of Trayvon Martin. And, I mean, it was just so misrepresented in the media. So please continue.
Yeah, it's been and it's going to stay that way. Unfortunately, he's going to have to go through trial. I think your listener from New York really summarized it pretty darn well.
Yes. All righty. Let's take our next caller, Clint from Utah. Clint, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. You live in a state that I would love to move to.
Well, and you know, actually, that's why I'm calling, because my question is, we do live in sort of a cowboy state here, where registration is not a, I guess if you will, a requirement. But what I wanted to talk to you about, first I wanted to commend you for teaching people about safety in guns. It's the number one priority when it comes to that, especially for delicate, fragile flowers like Deanna. But that's where I'm afraid I have some questions about your affiliation with the NRA. And what I wanted to ask is sort of a few leading questions so that I can understand what your position is. Because, again, my gun, I do not call it a firearm. And there's a very important distinction there, because a firearm is a legal instrument, whereas my gun as an arm is the only thing that has any protection from the Constitution. I wanted to read you just a quick Supreme Court ruling that says the right, this was United States versus Quickshank, 92 U.S. 542, said the right to bear arms is not granted by the Constitution. Neither is it in any matter dependent upon that instrument for existence. The Second Amendment means no more than it shall not be infringed by Congress and has no other effect than to restrict
the power of the national government. It all went out the window with the Heller case and the McDonald case. You're talking Cruikshank, C-R-U-I-K-S-H-A-N-K?
Yeah, here's the Cruikshank
case.
That was those cases deal with firearms.
That was, let me just explain something, okay? Cruikshank was back from 1872 or somewhere around that.
25, actually.
And what had happened, just to make it very quick, okay, the problem that we had for years, there was no distinction of the Second Amendment being a fundamental liberty. That was the problem, and for years the Supreme Court would refuse to hear the cases. Certainly that was the case under Rehnquist. That changed after the Bush appointees came on. You know, now our Chief Justice is granting certiorari. The Roberts Court is looking at these cases, and in McDonald case and in the Heller case, which preceded the McDonald case, Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is now regarded as a fundamental liberty. So that's the distinction. Cruikshank no longer applies. I live in a freedom-loving People's Democratic Republic of Oak Park, Illinois. They were so liberal they had a handgun ban. And they went and fell on the sword with the city of Chicago when McDonald sued them. Rather than change the ordinance, they decided to fall on the sword. They did. They lost. McDonald case changed that. We are now have a fundamental liberty, and that changes the spectrum so much. You know, last time I was out in Utah, I had to recertify as an instructor for the concealed carry course, which I teach monthly in Illinois. We get a lot of people want that Utah concealed carry permit. And they were explaining the new laws that were being passed and every 3 years they have to recertify. And every time they enact another law out there regarding concealed carry, it's to make it better for the permit holder who wants to carry concealed.
Here's my problem with that. Well, I don't need a permit to carry a gun on my hip unconcealed.
Yeah, but
your gun has to be
statutorily unloaded, which means if you're carrying a six-shot revolver, it's now a four-shot. If you're carrying open carry on
that is if my gun is, and this is the question I'm trying to get at, is,
yeah,
that's if my gun is a firearm. My gun is not a firearm. My gun
is a firearm.
Is an arm.
It's a firearm.
No, it's not a firearm. I've never registered it as a firearm. Why would I then go and get a permit to do something that is lawful? Because, you know, as you must know,
right.
A license
you're gonna see,
is
if you get caught and you go to
illegal.
A court, the judge is not going to be very pleased. I can tell you that.
Well, I don't
They're
really
give it, it's
need a judge's
ordinary
opinion.
Meeting.
I'm not asking for a judge's opinion. My problem is that the NRA is telling people to take their lawful arms and register them as a legal instrument, which is a firearm, which can be regulated.
The next time I hear that the NRA wants people to register their gun, will be basically the first time I've heard that. I mean, as far as it goes, with concealed carry, it's one matter, but the NRA is consistently opposed to gun registration.
Well, you guys have been in, that's been in the news quite a bit with the NRA doing some pretty crazy things. My question goes back to, again, the Constitution, very specifically, the point of that case, that Quickshank case, is to say that the Constitution does not grant an individual
apply.
Right to
It
men.
Doesn't apply. Cruikshank
right,
doesn't apply
interrupt.
Anymore.
I guess I can't get my
Yeah, but you keep bringing up a law that is moot, a case that is moot. It no longer serves any purpose because it would not, if somebody cited in court, they would be, you know, the judge would say that it's no longer the law. Why are you citing me a case that's no longer the law?
I'm not citing you a case. I'm citing you a specific opinion about the Constitution. So I think you're getting confused on my purpose.
No, that's
here.
What he said the judge would say.
The right to bear arms has nothing to do with an individual liberty. The Constitution grants no rights to people. It only restricts the government.
You are misinformed, sir, and I'm telling you the Cruikshank case no longer applies. That concerned gentlemen that were convicted in the state of Louisiana, that were convicted in the state of Louisiana for basically a hate crime. They were intimidating African Americans, encircled them, had guns on, and they claimed that they could have guns on because the Second Amendment was their right, and the case stands for the proposition that it's a restraint against the federal government, not against the state government. No, that no longer applies. It no longer applies because of Heller and McDonald. So
is it your opinion?
At a case that's well over 130 years old that no longer applies.
Well, the Constitution is over 200 years old. Does it not apply?
It gets interpreted. My point is that the Constitution is going to be interpreted by the Supreme Court. Okay?
Right, so I have the same question for you, if you'll let me get it out.
Let him answer.
The Constitution... Let me ask you this. Is it your opinion, then, that the Constitution grants rights to individuals?
Absolutely. It's been interpreted that way. Because any phrase of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights, that has the phrase of the people has been determined by the Supreme Court consistently to be an individual liberty. And that's what they said in the Heller versus District of Columbia, and that's what they said in McDonald versus City of Chicago.
All right. Well, I guess You've gone there. I mean, all I can say is that I don't agree with getting a permit to do anything, because the only way you can get a permit is to have a registered firearm, correct?
No, that's
not true.
You
cannot permit a gun.
Utah does not have a registration. They register the person. So if you want to carry a gun, conceal, you get a Utah concealed carry permit. You take a class. And then you send your application into the state of Utah with your fingerprint card. You can go over and get done there in Jordan, Utah. And within 60 days, you're going to have your concealed carry permit. They don't know what guns you have. They don't care how many guns you have on your person. They don't register the gun. They're registering the person only who wants to carry concealed. Now, by doing that, you get to carry. You don't have to do the statutory unloaded thing. Okay.
I cannot buy a gun at a gun store without registration.
How do you register the gun in Utah? There is no registration.
Oh, yeah, absolutely there is. It's a federal registration.
It's the 4473. It's a form 4473 that stays with the gun dealer. It does not get sent into the federal government.
It's an online application with the federal government.
It's not a registration form. It's a sale form. It stays with the dealer. Now, it's shown to federal agents on demand for that particular form, but they can't come in here and say, hey, I need all of these forms. And they don't.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you get back to your case, but the cases you cited are all dealing with firearms and not arms. I just wanted to get that through, that these are legal instruments and not the natural form of arms that are in the Constitution. You've taken arms and you've mutated them into lawyer speak and made them into firearms, which are regulable and are no longer an inalienable right or a pre-existing right before the Constitution. And that's my issue with this whole thing. It's changing the natural right of men into a legal right granted by government, and that's the very seat of evil when it comes to registration of any form, whether it be the person or the gun, is the very issue that creates the power of government to take those weapons. when it decides it wants to. So, I have to ask, why would anyone want to register their guns as firearms, their arms as firearms? And I'll let you answer that off the air.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Clint. Okay, Joel, any comments or?
I think I pretty much covered it. They're not registering the gun. What they're doing is they're completing documentation of a sale. If it was a registration, there would be a requirement they send it into the government.
Okay, now is that true here in Illinois also?
The Form 4473 is a nationwide. It's a federal requirement. Every time when you bought your gun, back in January, you had to fill out a Form 4473. The gun dealer does it with you, and he shows you where, you're going to fill this out. And when you have to answer questions that you're not convicted of a felony, that you haven't been admitted to a mental institution, all the questions that are there are routine questions that they ask on the form, which is, with that, I would suggest that, the other laws that they're trying to pass aren't going to work any better. So that's why the NRA so rigorously opposes any changes.
Okay. I assume, they did a background check, too. I think they charged me for a background check.
Well, that's a state requirement.
Okay.
That's an instant check with the state. Now, the other point that I want to make, if he wants to talk about the right to keep and bear arms. In the Heller case and the McDonald case, they've interpreted handguns to be arms within that sense. So by doing that, I think he's incorrect or mistaken as to what the purpose of the law is. So if he walked in and said, I don't have to, register my arms, just my firearms, I think that, living in Utah, he doesn't have to do that anyways, even if he was to get a concealed carry permit.
Okay, well, there is the distinction in the Constitution about arms, and then all of a sudden they became firearms, which seem to have changed the category.
Well, we could consider a howitzer to be arms. We can consider a hand grenade to be arms.
Okay.
And those are right now under federal law and state law cannot be owned or possessed by the public. In fact, they look at fully automatic weapons as unless you have a special class 3 license, you're not going to have that. So.
Right.
Issued by the federal government. So it's, when we look at this in that sense, the Supreme Court interprets what the Constitution is. The Supreme Court interprets statutes. Once they have made said what the law is, that stands in derogation of statutes, it stands in derogation of other case law.
Okay,
so,
and it takes precedent over a previous,
That is correct. It is going to now be the law. So, for example, up until 1954, separate but equal was the law of the land from, I think, Plessy versus Ferguson, which was 1898 or something like that. And then that was fine until 1954. Brown versus Topeka Board of Education came out and said, guess what? That's no longer valid. You have to have... separate but equal is no longer constitutional. We declare it to be unconstitutional.
Alrighty. Okay, let's take another call. Let's take Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Deanna, good morning or good afternoon. Hey Joel. Hey, I'm in the state of Vermont, and there's not
a place I'd love to live.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We have no gun laws whatsoever. You don't have to get a permit to carry conceal. You don't have to. The cops came and asked you if you have a firearm in your vehicle. You don't have to register. I have several arms that given to me by my family, my grandparents, and never been registered. And you are right. When I did buy a Ruger 45 semi-auto not too long ago, and when I bought it, they take your name, and I think it goes to West Virginia, but in Vermont, they give that paperwork back to you. They don't even keep a file of it. So, because there's no authorization for them to keep a record of firearms being sold. And you can, like, in Vermont, I can call up the radio station tomorrow, call the trading post, and you can sell firearms to anybody. Like, you just call up, say you have a 22 for sale or something, and they'll call you back, and you don't have to have a bill of sale for it or nothing.
Wow.
That's jealous.
Gentlemen, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Jeff, feel free to remain on the call. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Joel Ostrander. His website is SafeShotLimited.com. That's SafeShotLTD.com. And it sounds like Vermont is a pretty good place to live. What do you think, Joel?
Absolutely. Utah's gorgeous, too. I have to go out there every 3 years and recertify as an instructor. It's a gorgeous place as well.
Right. All right, Jeff, did you have another question or comment?
I have a question. I'm glad you brought up Brown versus Board of Education as a case. In other words, Miranda versus Arizona. These are cases that the federal government used through the 14th Amendment which I call the Bolshevik Amendment, to bring upon the states the laws that they want, you know, every state to follow, like Miranda or separate but equal, blah, blah, blah. But they have to use the 14th Amendment to trump, you know, the state constitutions.
Correct.
If they do pass the law, because Vermont has, in our constitution, is very clear that we have a right of self-preservation, we have a right to defend our property, which would even mean it's necessary that we have. What avenue would it go through the 14th Amendment, in your opinion, to trump state constitutions? Because the state constitutions...
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. If it's a First Amendment that they want to... that a state is violating or a municipality, it's going to be the First and the 14th Amendment. You're absolutely correct, because it's under the enabling clause under the 14th Amendment that it applies to states, because it says no state shall, and then goes on to say deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process or equal protection. And that's the enabling part of it. So, yeah, and nicely said, that's exactly what happens when Fourth Amendment cases, Fifth Amendment cases, when they apply to the state. It has to be through that. So it's the Second and 14th Amendment. In fact, I'm going over to smack the city this afternoon at a hearing in about an hour, where they don't want to register, let this one guy register his gun. Yet they'll be happy to, because he didn't register before, and they said, well, it's too late. You can't do it now. It's unregisterable. But if you have a car, and you don't register it, they just keep sending, giving you tickets, and they never take the title or tell you you can't register it. They just keep getting you tickets. So it sounds to me to be an equal protection problem that the city has. But
it seems like that 14th Amendment is being used to enslave us all, and it's, I think it's got to be revisited, because that's definitely the demise of our nation. That amendment's been... They only use the 14th Amendment now in the Constitution for everything, it seems,
Well, if it's going to, you're right, though, but if it's going to pertain to a local or state government, it has to go through there.
That's ridiculous. All right, thank you. A very good program. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
And we've got two more callers, but I don't think we're going to have time to take them. We have Alan in Texas and Scott in West Virginia. I really do appreciate you being on the program today. It's been very enjoyable, very educational, and I hope that people will visit the website and will consider taking classes and really look at what is necessary in order to be effective as a gun owner.
Exactly. Well, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.